What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
Trying to bring the energy on a Monday, bring that uplifting news.
Tú sabes.
Make your week a little bit better. If you're new to The Positive Truth, well, I'm going to break it down, tell you what we're about.
Break it down, JP.
We're about positive and uplifting news. News you're not hearing about on the negative news websites. You go to basically any other news station, all they talk about is people getting killed. It's just a bunch of fear, hatred, makes you scared for your community and yourself. We're not about that. We don't believe in that. We believe that the world is filled with people of love and want meaning and purpose in their lives and the lives of others. And that's what we try to bring. Today we got 9 great positive news stories for you. And my first positive news story, Tim, I think you're gonna like it.
Please tell me it's like about something that super interests me, like the Flash, Power Rangers, you know, candy. Well,
it's about a person. He likes running.
Oh, I already winning. You know me so well, JP.
They like dogs.
Oh, snap.
And they coach cross country.
Yo, is this story about me?
No, I promise it's not. So there's a cross country team that teamed up with their local shelter dogs to make perfect running partners. In Santa Barbara in California, basically, a dude named Luis Escobar, he coached their cross country team. And he teamed up with their animal shelter. So every Friday in the summer after their workouts, the animal shelter would bring them dogs and they would run with the cross country team to get them little exercises, get them playing, socializing, to help, you know, increase their chance of getting adopted and to, you know, have kids being rewarded for working so hard, running all those miles, running cross country. And it's a really cool video.
Dude, there's a video to it?
Oh, yeah. And what's great about the video is the last dog is 16 years old, and he's like, screw this, I ain't doing this. And so the kid's carrying the dog while running.
Oh, that is too cute. That is awesome.
So Tim, man, idea for you.
Yo, I'm not even gonna lie to you. As soon as you said, you know, cross-country coach and then dog shelter, kids running with dogs, I mean, I was like, yo, I'm stealing this idea. Because in the summer, we work out, you know, 5 to 6 days a week. So why not? Why not go to a dog shelter and get some dogs and run with them and get these dogs used to socializing with human beings so they can get adopted? That would help out tremendously. And it would only take a phone call, I bet, just to find a dog shelter that's willing to do something like that. So shout out to, what was his name, Luis Escobar?
You know it.
Man, that was an awesome story. I mean, I know that really hits home for me, but man. I see you, JP, with the dog stories. That made my day.
I read it. I was like, wow, this is not about Tim. I got to bring this up.
That is awesome.
Tim, what's your first positive news story?
Man, my first positive news story is about something that when I was reading, I wasn't sure if I was going to share it on The Positive Truth. But then when it was all said and done, I low-key got a little emotional about it. I'm not exactly sure why, but I'm going to go ahead and talk about this story. And you let me know how you feel at the end of it, JP.
Okay.
So, basically, this man and this wife, they're married. They have a child. Child's about 7 years old. They were going through some issues. They have a house together. They're married, family, all that good stuff. They were going through some financial issues. They were just, the wife and the husband were talking about how they couldn't afford to pay their bills. You know, they were just struggling to make ends meet. Usually they're okay, but every now and then they have a couple months where it's tough on them. So her and her husband were having a conversation about, you know, paying the bills. And the husband was telling her, look, we're not going to be able to pay everything right now. We'll be able to pay it later. It's okay. Meanwhile, while they're having this conversation, their son's listening. Son walks away. About a week later, they have another conversation. The wife tells the husband, hey, I need some money on my coffee card because, you know, I got to get through the day. And me knowing how much I enjoy coffee, whenever I drink it in the morning, it goes from, you know, 0 to 60 real quick whenever I drink my coffee, because that 0 is me as a zombie and that 60 is me energized talking to you guys as I am right now. That being said, the husband said, you know, hey, I'm sorry, we can't put any money on it. And, you know, the wife, of course, she understands how the adult world works. If you don't have money, you just can't buy things. So she said, it's fine. She walks away. And as soon as she walks away, her son comes up to her and says, here, mommy. She says, what is it, honey? He said, this is for you. I put dollars on your coffee card. She turned around and the boy handed her a Starbucks card neatly wrapped inside a $5 bill he must have had in his wallet. She said, him being a literal child, he put $5, a $5 bill on the card, literally, and wrapped it up to buy her coffee. That right there in itself is super cute, but it goes a little bit further because the mom actually put some thought into it. She wanted to make sure she let everybody know when she shared this story to take a moment to appreciate how beautiful your child mind works. When her husband told her she can't put money on the card, her son took it quite literally. So he did it for her. He grabbed $5, he put it on the card, and he gave it to her because he knew it would make his mother's day easier. And then she later on says in her post, more importantly, take another moment to realize teaching kindness to children is such a worthwhile feature. I mean, this is the same little boy that told his mother he wanted to give all his dollars to the man that lives on the sidewalk. He wants to make a lot of money so when he grows up, he can give his dollars to other kids that don't have mommies or daddies. Whenever you think kids aren't listening, they are. Whenever you said it 1,000 times, but it hasn't sunk in, it really has. She also went on to say, teach your kids kindness so that they pour it into the world. Where'd
you find this story at?
Man, on sunnyskies.com. It was super, super awesome. I mean, I think it's the reason I love this story is because when I first read it, I thought it was kind of funny. And I'm like, this kid is hilarious. You know, he put $5 on his card and gave it to his mom. But the way his mother felt after she got the card is where the positive story comes in. I mean, it's awesome to see her actually take time to think about where his kindness came from. And she wasn't even trying to say, oh, it was all me. You know, I taught him how to be this kind. That truly came from his heart. And I really think it's awesome that she's learning something from her own son.
Yeah, it's pretty good, man. I like it.
Tú sabes.
Can't really add anything to that one.
Yeah, it was kind of, it was in detail a little bit.
But I like it. I think we should share that one. We just did, obviously, JP.
It's Monday morning, man. It's all good. We got the case of the Mondays. We're still trying to get to the flow of it.
Well, speaking of uplifting news, I got some positive news about the country of Pakistan.
Ooh, let's hear this.
Because you never hear positive news about Pakistan.
Very true.
The government launched a government-run reforesting campaign that has grown 750 million trees since 2015.
How many trees?
750 million.
Man, that's awesome. That's a lot of trees.
Oh. Tim, I did some math here. It's still getting better. So it's a project that I can't pronounce. Let's just put it that way. It's a 4-year project, and the goal is 1 billion trees by 2018, which is great. But they're a part of another challenge, which is called the Bond Challenge. And it calls for 150 million hectares of deforested and degraded land by 2020 to be restored. Do you know how many 150 million hectares are?
150 million? I don't know, man. I have no idea.
Well, I looked it up. It's basically 60,000 square kilometers.
Oh, wow.
So twice the size of Texas.
So that's huge.
Yeah, man.
Man, that's awesome.
Yeah. 20 countries have responded to the challenge, and that's the goal.
Man, JP, let the people know where this positive news story came from.
Pakistan? What were we talking
exactly.
about?
Exactly. No, exactly. Okay. We just had to remind how positive the news story that was and remind people where it's from. Because, again, like you said at the beginning, you don't ever hear anything positive from Pakistan. I mean, that's not what we hear in the media anyways. So that's what we're trying to bring to you guys, some positive news that are happening in places where you hear a lot of negativity from.
No, I misspoke earlier. So the Bond Challenge is basically putting two double Texas-sized trees. All the other countries are doing that. Pakistan's doing twice as much as that. just in their country. Like they're trying.
That's even better.
They're trying to get that with their country, and of course the countries around it. So yeah, we've cut a lot of trees down, and we're putting the effort to put them back up, man.
That's awesome.
Tim, what's your next news story?
Man, my next news story is a machine that has removed 1 million pounds of trash from water from a local river in Baltimore.
What?
Yes, man. Check this out. So Baltimore's Inner Harbor Water Wheel, or Mr. Trash, what it's called the locals, combines old and new technology to harness power of water and sunlight to collect litter and debris flowing down the Jones Falls River. Right, so basically it uses the water current to turn the wheel and lift trash and debris from the water and deposit it into a dumpster barge. When the water current isn't strong enough, it has a solar panel array provides additional power to keep the machine running. So it's clean energy already. It's natural energy that we need to be using anyways. And it's cleaning up the river. The only question I have about this, because there is a video that I will be posting to Facebook, so you guys can check that out. So make sure you guys are following us on Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast. My only question about this video, because I think it's so awesome, why aren't these in all rivers? Like, it doesn't make any sense. They're so easy to run. It doesn't look too difficult to make or something.
So is it like a dam? Or is it just a contraption?
It's just a contraption, man. It's literally like a water wheel. And then you have some like sonar panels and like a hood. And it doesn't seem too difficult to make. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's probably expensive. But for it to clean... Check this out. Mr. Trash Wheel has removed more than 1 million pounds of garbage since its launch in 2014. That's only 3 years, JP. 3 years with a million pounds. I don't care how much it costs. Like, let's clean up our water. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm talking about, Tim.
So man, it's awesome.
How does it not pick up fish?
Man, I'm thinking the fish are smart enough to, like, not swim into that. I'm hoping. But I actually have no idea if it does not pick up fish. But the way that it looks like it would work like a normal water wheel. And it's just picking up the debris from there, and it's going into this dumpster barge. And I would think that the fish are smart enough not to swim there, because, I mean, it's not like the wheel is moving rapidly fast. It's going at a steady pace.
I don't know, man. When I was a kid, I used to go fishing a lot. And, you know, we'd always throw them back, the little perch.
Right.
You know, in the morning, you could see the perches in shallow water. I would throw the perch back, put my, like... fishing pole back in, and the same one would bite again.
Yeah, man, perch will definitely chase after some food all day long. But yeah, man, well, you guys definitely can check out the video on Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast. And while you're on social media, make sure you get on Twitter at TPT_podcast. Search for the Positive Truth. Make sure you guys are liking us there on iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, and SoundCloud.
Yeah, I'm hyped to see this video, man. Why?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man.
Why aren't more places doing this? We should just put this in, like, you think we could put it in the oceans?
You know what? I bet they can probably make one big enough where you can put it in a harbor somewhere, and it would be perfect. I mean, to keep the harbor clean, at least, in that area. I just don't understand why more of these haven't been invented. But again, it was just launched in 2014, so maybe people are going to start catching on and stealing ideas.
Tim, I got you. For Wednesday, one of your positive news stories should be more research into this. We could talk about it.
I'm with that. I'm definitely with that.
Oh. All right. My next positive news story is about the Pope. He bought basically tons of food from farmers hit by the earthquake to give to homeless people in Italy. Basically, there was a massive earthquake in Italy. Not massive, but I feel like any earthquake is massive since we're here in Oklahoma.
I hear that.
And basically, the Pope bought food for the homeless people. He bought 52 million euros worth of food, which is $44 million, and gave it to the homeless.
You said $44 million worth of food?
Yeah, boy.
Yo, that's...
you can't really add on that. It's just like, good job, Pope. Good job, church.
I mean, yeah, good job.
to be fair, me and Tim, we're not religious, but we see positive news. We go for it.
For sure. It doesn't matter who it's about, Or did it? Positivity is positivity. That's what we're trying to spread.
We don't care if it's positive news from Republicans, Democrats, people that are atheists, people that aren't atheists. We don't care. You're helping out, we're shouting you out.
I like that, JP. Album coming soon. Man, let me go ahead and squeeze in my last story real quick. My last story is actually, there was a car accident. A pregnant woman was actually the victim. She stopped breathing, and she was pulled out of her car by some bystanders. They were actually, people were going to work, people were walking. It just happened in front of a group of people. Well, this nurse assistant on his way to work actually witnessed the wreck. And as soon as he witnessed it, he gets out of his car. He helps the woman for over 10 minutes, giving her CPR, trying to get a pulse. This woman had no pulse, no anything, and she was pregnant. The cool thing about this story is it was actually caught on video. I will not be sharing the video to Facebook, but if you'd like to Google it yourself, I will be sharing an article there, and you guys can check it out. The video is not too bad. I did watch it. It's definitely not for kids that are 12 and under, but after that, you guys can definitely check it out. Like I said, there's no blood or anything like that, but you are sitting there watching a woman that is unconscious getting CPR. Now, after I watched that video, I was scared for a second because it did not look good. But after the man continuously was giving CPR, you hear people in the background kind of not keeping calm too much, talking about what they saw. Oh, I saw this, I was doing this, I was trying to get some Wendy's, and then I saw the wreck and I had to stop and check it out. And I mean, it was just ridiculous. People in the background weren't being too respectful or helpful. So this man took it amongst himself. His name is Keith B. Ezel, to perform CPR on this woman for 10 minutes. He's just going at it, breathing in her mouth, pushing on her chest, and just continuously go. They did not have a pulse for the longest time. And as soon as the paramedics got there, paramedics decided to take over. He stopped giving CPR. Paramedics were there for maybe 15 seconds before they checked her pulse and realized she has a pulse now. Let's hurry up and get her on the stretcher and get her to the hospital. Later on, I had to do a little bit more research because I was like, wait a minute, this just happened. They ended the story right there. The woman ended up surviving with her child because this man decided to step in and give CPR to this woman before the ambulance got there. The ambulance took over 10 minutes to get there. So without this man, the woman or her child wouldn't be alive. His name is Keith B. Ezel. The reason I'm talking about the story, which is obvious already, but it was a small deed that this man did. He was already late to work. He stopped, saved this woman's life, and as soon as the ambulance came, said she had a pulse, he got into his car immediately and took off. So went straight to work, him and his friend. His friend is actually the one who uploaded this video to Facebook. He wasn't thinking about anything else. He was already late to work. He could have ignored the situation, went to work and handled his stuff. But he said, you can tell he told himself, this is more important than my job at this point in time. He took care of business. He helped out this woman. Didn't ask for anything in reward, didn't ask to be interviewed or anything like that. People had to go back and find this man. I mean, I think this is an amazing story, a selfless act. Shout out to Keith.
Absolutely, man. This is what the positive truth is about. Most people think nowadays that every time something crazy happens, everybody pulls out their phone and yells, world star. But there are still people willing to help out and willing to sacrifice their day, get in trouble at work to help others. People willing to go the extra mile in someone else's life. So we should all try to go an extra mile in someone else's life every single day, make the world just a little bit better of a place.
Yes, sir.
Well, my positive news, I have three more. My first one is about NBA, because it's the only sport I follow. And it's a positive news story I hadn't heard anything about, so I'm testing it on Tim, since he also follows the NBA, to see if he's heard about it.
Word.
Did you hear about what Jrue Holiday did on Saturday?
I did not.
On Friday. So, do you remember the tornado that happened in the Midwest in Oklahoma? Not in Oklahoma, in the Midwest of, it's like Iowa? I'm going to look it up.
I think I heard something about it for sure. Might have read something about it on social media.
Well, basically, Jrue Holiday donated $1,000 for every point or assist he scored.
Man, that's pretty awesome. Do you know what his stats were that night?
On a Saturday game, yeah. He scored 26 points and had 5 assists. So he donated $31,000 to basically help out with tornado that happened in...
Basically help out with what?
The tornado that happened in... I think it was in Montana? I think.
Man, either... That's still awesome, though. I mean, isn't he playing in New Orleans?
Yep.
So he's not even, like, near where the tornado was.
I mean, I'm trying to find where the tornado's at. Like, there's a video, and I can't play the video because we're doing this podcast.
No, I hear that. But that's still awesome, though, man.
And like, no one's talking about it.
Exactly. I just don't understand. I can turn on SportsCenter right now, and I guarantee you we'll talk about...
The Warriors?
Yeah. You know, the Warriors or the Dallas Cowboys, either one. Like, it doesn't matter. So... Man, that's awesome. And shout out to Drew Holiday. That's awesome. I've been watching his career for a while, too.
No one even knows about it, so we're shining light on the great things that are happening in life. And
people know about it now, man. Absolutely. People know about it now.
And what's crazy is that's the only sport I follow, and I didn't even find it out through, like, these blog posts or all these reporters covering the game. Found it out through, like, this random country store. Like, I was looking into what happened with the tornado, and I saw that. And I was like, what? Why is no one talking about this?
Let's start the conversation.
Absolutely. So I got 2 more positive news stories, and I got great videos to go with both of them. And they're both unbelievable. So have you ever done gymnastics at all before, Sam?
Yo, I've tried, for sure.
Have you ever done the thing with the 2 bars? Like, there's 2 bars by the side, and you're supposed to, like, pull your arms up and hold your body, parallel?
My upper body strength isn't quite there, JP.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
You know how hard that is, right?
Oh, for sure, man. Man, that's why I watch gymnastics, like, every Olympics and World Championships and stuff, because that's some talent, man. You really got to dedicate yourself.
Okay, you know on, like, the parallel bars where, like, they do, like, they start flipping on it? Have you ever seen that before?
Yeah, man. Dude, it's amazing.
Or, like, where they, like, use their shoulders to hold their body straight up?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So my first, like, I got a story of an 89-year-old woman named Jonah. Well, she's German. I really cannot pronounce her name. I think her name was pronounced Jonah Claus. She was born in 1925, and she's still a gymnast. And she's getting it. Everything I was just talking about, like holding your arms out and being all like holding your arms and being like flat, doing the whole flips and being like parallel to the ground with your head on your shoulder, she's doing this in a video.
Dude, she was born in 19 what? 25?
25. Yo, this video is amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I'm over here talking about my upper body strength isn't quite there. And how old is she? 92, JB?
She's 89.
89? She's 89 years old.
Well, she's 90 by the time, you know, this comes out. The video, I think, came out in 2015, but she's still going. What's crazy about the video is she, like, starts out, and she just goes straight into, like, the little handstand holding under the shoulders and just flips around and does the whole, like, hold your body with just your arms and move around with your legs.
Yo, I'm depressed. Like, I think it's awesome, man. I think it's amazing, but, like, man, I gotta get back in shape, JP. When I hear about stories like that, man, I gotta get in better shape than what I'm in. Like, that's amazing. For her to be 89, 90, 91, however old she is now, doing gymnastics is tough. Like, I know everybody watches the Olympics when it comes on, so I know they watch the U.S. gymnastics teams because it's always on TV, and I think it's a beautiful sport, and that stuff is super hard. I mean, this takes some of the best athletes in the world to do that. For her to be doing that in her 90s, inspiring as it gets.
Oh, it's getting better, Tim. So my next positive news story, it's about a lady. She just died in 2016, but she was 90 years old, and she did figure skating 5 days a week. She was also born in 1925. Check this out, man. So I was on National Geographic, right?
Right.
And they have this little thing where it's like short film showcase. It's like 90-year-old figure skater will warm your heart with her amazing talent. So I'm watching this video. Oh, and I'm definitely going to post the video. And like, it's going through her whole life. It's showing her little highlights. And it doesn't get to where she's skating until the end. But before it gets to where she's skating, it's like at 80 years old, she got hit by a speeding truck driving to the ice skating rink. And the doctor said she'd never be able to skate again. And she was skating 2 months later.
Yo, she got superpowers.
Oh, Tim. It gets better. Like, I'm ruining the video, but I don't care because the video is so amazing. Like 90 seconds later, it's like, I was 88, and one day I went to get my coffee and my mouth wouldn't work. So I told the person I was living with, and she was like, put your clothes on. We're going to the hospital. You're having a stroke. So she stayed in the hospital for 3 months. And she was like, well, yeah, when I got out, you know, I kind of have trouble walking, but I can still skate. I still go to the skating rink and skate 5 days a week. And then it shows videos of her skating. So you've ever watched figure skating before?
Yes, sir.
You ever seen the thing where they go backwards on one leg and put their arms out and go parallel to the ground?
Yes, sir.
She's doing that. At 90, after a stroke. Then she, you know, the little thing, like, she's really good at ice skating. Like, if she's this good at 90, how good she must have been at, like, 40? It must be unreal. Because then she drops down, right? And they're not the fastest spins in the world, but she's got one leg out doing one leg 360 spins.
Yo, I couldn't do that on 2 feet right now.
No, right?
And she's, man, like, that is impressive.
It is crazy.
Uplifting. I want to know what they put in the water in 1925, man. That's what I want to know.
I mean, Great Depression and the end of World War I.
Ah, life, their circumstances made them some monsters.
I just think it's uplifting because it's like, you can teach old dogs new tricks.
For sure.
You can still push through. Your age is not a limitation. You can do what you want for as long as you want.
Mind over matter.
Even if you slow down a little bit, if you really love doing it, you will commit to doing it. And you can do anything. Like, she starts out the video, like, doing the whole stretch where she puts her leg on, like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like the outer part of the rink that's a little bit higher. Mm-hmm. She's still got all the flexibility in the world.
Oh, she put her leg up there and was, like, stretching out her hamstrings?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's tough.
I know.
Like, I mean, I'm really inflexible. As a runner, like, my whole entire running career, like, I struggle touching my toes. Like, it's ridiculous. But I know gymnasts and ice skaters are really flexible. But still, like, at 90 years old, to stay in that kind of shape, to be able to ice skate and still do all the stuff that you do out there, it's got to put some strain on your body. So, that's amazing, man. It's super inspiring. Like, I'm a coach, so, you know, I watch sports. Basketball is, you know, one of the main sports that I do watch, but I watch gymnastics. I watch, you know, rugby every now and then, baseball, whatever's on TV, usually on ABC or NBC Sports. Like, I pretty much enjoy watching because I like watching these smaller countries, you know, go at it with other countries. But whenever I see stuff like that at this age group, I mean, you have literally, I know, how many people do you know that are, you know, 40 and older that complain about pain?
Everybody.
Exactly. I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, to see stuff like this, or to hear about stuff like this, stories about women that, especially not even just people, but women that are over the age of 75 doing stuff like this, is amazing. Because, you know, when they were young, they were probably told they shouldn't be doing any of this. You're supposed to be in the kitchen, or you're supposed to be, you know, cleaning, or whatever the case may be. So I think that's super, super inspiring, not just for teaching an old dog new tricks, but as a woman. That's definitely empowering as a woman.
Man, humbling for us 20-year-olds.
Yeah, well, I'm done complaining about me feeling bad and stuff. Like, I'm just gonna get up and do it, because I feel like if a 90-year-old woman can get up and do something that she loves, I should be able to do it at 28.
Man, absolutely. I'm nothing more to add to that. Tim, do you have a positive quote?
I did, sir. If I did not lose it. I did not lose it. Stalin JP, where can they find us?
So you can find us on SoundCloud, Google Play, iTunes and YouTube at The Positive Truth. We do these 3 days a week. Monday and Wednesday are uplifting and positive news. And on Friday, we talk about a topic and how you can change it for the better. We're talking about the glass ceiling this week. We're going to be talking about, you know, why you shouldn't be scared of immigrants and you shouldn't be scared of foreign terrorism a couple weeks from now. We got an episode about going green coming out. We got a lot of great episodes coming out. Tim, did you find the quote yet? I'm gonna take
yes. I found it. I found it. It's a Dr. Seuss quote. So check this out. Always remember, you are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, smarter than you think, and twice as beautiful as you ever imagined. Dr. Seuss.
I like it.
Your little giggle at the end. I heard that, JP, trying to be quiet.
Well, I was going to say that applies really well to children. But for adults, most adults think they're the smartest things ever.
Exactly. That's why you got to show them a Dr. Seuss book, look, you know, whenever they think they're too smart, and tell them, hey, remember reading this as a kid? It still applies.
Did you get this quote reading it to your nephews and nieces?
So, I'm not going to lie to you, man. They have a bunch of books, and I was playing with them the other day, and I saw, like, it said Dr. Seuss on it. I'm like, hold up, I haven't read a Dr. Seuss book in forever. And you know a Dr. Seuss book, man. It's quotes from the beginning to the end. So all I had to do is choose one that I liked.
Nice.
You can find positivity everywhere, man. It's just about if you're looking for it or not.
That's a good quote on its own.
So, tú sabes.
On that, we're out. We hope you have a wonderful week. We hope this podcast has helped you find more hope in your community, more hope in your society, made your day a little bit better. We're out.
All right, stay positive.